Hey everybody, this week on All Things Fishing, we talk about all lures for topwater fishing. In this episode, we'll talk about frogs, popping frogs, buzz baits, and all kinds of other topwater lures. We'll go over where to fish and what these different lures look like, and what fish they're good for catching. Hey everybody, this week on All Things Fishing, I'm excited to be recording the 44th episode of the All Things Fishing podcast this week. And this week, we are going to be, like I said in the introduction, we are going to be starting off the four-part series we're doing about lures. So, you guys probably know, this episode is one, I've done a couple of episodes about lures before. I'm not going to lie, when I was recording those, I did not know a whole lot about lures, or I knew how to fish them and stuff like that, but not like the different types, and that was really all those episodes would really have been good for, and they weren't really doing much in that way. So, I decided to try it again. I actually found out that there are actually bass in a spot I usually fish for catfish. So, I've started to fish for bass more and more. Haven't caught one yet in that specific spot, but hopefully I will soon. So this episode is going to be about specifically topwater lures. So this episode is actually being recorded the day after I recorded the last episode. It'll be coming out on a normal Monday. You guys will be listening to this on like a normal Monday. We'll just be out of town next week, so I'm recording this episode like a week early. So, first off, for topwater lures, we'll start with frogs. So a frog is basically just a regular old hollow body frog. Is something you're going to use in really, really heavy cover. And basically what it is it's like almost like a soft plastic thing. It is soft plastic, but instead, it's not like the type of soft plastic that would come in like Ziploc packs and stuff. But it is basically it's got hooks kind of concealed in that. And then when the bat, like, and then since it's a soft plastic, it can like, the when the bass bites, it can, the soft plastic, kind of the plastic of the main body of the frog can get pushed away, like, and it reveals those hooks. The weeds that you're going to be using this, like, so this is, like, frogs are specifically meant, these types of frogs are specifically meant for, like, really, really heavy cover on the water. That's really all, you won't want to use it in, like, 20 feet of water with no cover, like, completely open. Where you'd be using it in, like shallow water, like, 4 to 5 feet, probably, and, like, really, really heavy cover. So that's like a regular frog, and for a regular hollow body frog, you're also going to want to reel it, like, kind of like twitch the rod tip and make it look like he's trying to jump from lily pad to lily pad, or to like from cover to cover on the water, trying to get away from those bass that an actual frog would probably know that's like right below him. So that's just a regular hollow body frog. And now for popping frogs is like technically under the category of frogs. But it is, still, it's got some of that, like, popping frogs still have some of that soft plastic to them. The hooks are more exposed on a popping frog, and then also it has a cupped mouth to make it more like a, like, almost a hula popper. So that is a popping frog, and, you use them in, less, like, where there's still, like, more sparse patches of cover on the surface. And you're gonna basically like pop the frog and like make it like make it look like a frog is kind of trying to get from those like the different from one patch of cover to a different patch of cover, as fast as you think a frog would be able to go. So that's all for frogs. Now for just like regular poppers, I kind of covered that with the popping frogs, but you're gonna want to use this in more open, like really open water. Sometimes you can even use them in like deep water, like 20 feet, something like that. So that's a popper. You're basically gonna be using it the same as a popping frog. You're gonna be just like casting it out, kind of like twitching it every now and then as you reel, and that will just that cupped mouth on a popper, that will just make a splash in the water, and that will attract more fish. Now for buzz baits, we got, so a buzz bait basically is like a spinner, and if you don't know what a spinner is, it's like a bent piece of wire. On one end of the wire is twisted onto one end of the wire is a hook, and on the other end is like a spoon, like a blade, basically. And, that just kind of like spins just like an inline spinner, like a MEPS or a rooster tail or something like that. just like on like a regular spinner, it kind of spins around, but then on a buzzbait, so that's for a spinner bait, but then on a buzzbait, it is actually much heavier than you think would be a topwater lure, but on the buzzbait, instead of that spoon or that blade, is like a different type of blade that basically, first off, when you like cast it out and you start reeling it back in, it will bring the lure to this, it'll bring the bait to the surface. And then what it does, you just like continuously reel for a buzzbait, yeah, you continuously reel it in. You can try different retrieve speeds to see what the bass are like willing to like use the energy to go get. But yeah, so and it basically just makes like a continuous splash on the surface of the water. So that's a buzzbait. That's all lures I have for topwater lures. I'm sure I've missed some today. Yeah, like I said, I'm sure I missed quite a few. There's like I don't know all the lures ever made. I'm not a professional bass fisherman at all. Yeah, so for my and then now for my favorite type of lure on this list is definitely a buzzbait. Buzzbaits, I just really like. They look like they catch fish. I've caught fish on them. Yeah, so buzzbaits are definitely my favorite. Probably a close second is just a popping frog. Yeah. So next week's episode is gonna be like the part two of this four-part series we're doing about lures, and it's gonna be about crankbaits. So I'll see you guys then.